So they don't put their minds to its false standards and false values. Rather, they put their trust in Allah Ta'ala alone. He will make at least work out for them. Number three, they avoid all major sins and problems. They are conscious about the small sins, but they are even more conscious about the greater sins. Doing wrong to people, whichever way, verbally, emotionally, physically. They are very conscious about themselves and even more conscious about works of an indecent nature, small or big, because indecency is such that evil spreads. It spreads out, it is contagious. From one person it spreads to the second, before you know it, it's an indecent community. So they are very much concerned and conscious about works pertaining to indecency. وَإِذَا مَا غَضِبُوا يَغْفِرُونَ. Overall, they are forgiving and they are humble. Even at the time they are angered, they are overwhelmed with anger, then too, they will lose sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is so forgiving, and how much can we forgive the bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They listen to their Rabb, establish the Tawheed al-Salah. The third characteristic of this class of people is the affairs are conducted in mutual consultation. They don't decide singly or unilaterally, rather the matters are consulted, they decide in mutual consultation. Impressing upon us that we are men, and men can only work if there is consultation. There is mutual cooperation, then we can work. Without mutual cooperation, life will cease to function, you will not be able to handle your affairs. So in matters that are important, that is why the word number has been used, matters that are important, man doesn't decide singly, unilaterally, of his own, rather, it's through mutual consultation, obviously, with the parties that are concerned, with the parties that are entitled to a voice. So you conduct the affairs with people that are, with parties that are concerned. Like, for example, in domestic matters, is with your wife. Family affairs with members of the family. Community affairs with that with people of the community, people that are concerned. So with these type of people, you conduct your affairs, you don't do it independently of them. The hadith is given a lot of importance, pressed upon the importance of shura, importance of mutual consultation, what are the type of people that you should be referring to, and the fact that the hadith himself was instructed that you should also refer and consult the Sahaba Kiram. You can't overemphasize the importance of shura. Then the tartib, sequence, how do you go about doing shura and ashura? The hadith says, the person consults any important matter, he is guided correctly, he is saved from embarrassment and disgrace. And then the importance of it, the good, the virtue of it, is when your leaders are gracious, they are kind, and your wealthy are compassionate and generous. They are not just self-centered, rather they are community-based, they are religiously-based, they are looking for their counterparts like they look for themselves. So it's not just being self-centered. So one is the ruling class is kind and gracious, the wealthy class is generous and kind, and matters are being consulted, matters are being decided in mutual consultation. The hadith says, the surface of the earth is better to be living upon than the inside of the earth. But where your leaders become corrupt, and your wealthy people rebel, they become miserly for themselves, self-centered, just concerned and consumed by themselves, don't have community feelings, feelings of the family, etc. And matters are decided by women. then the inside of the earth is better for you than the surface of the earth. As earlier we had long on, we asked the peace of the law of Ali Sunni, we come across a time where you don't find any precedent in your beliefs, in your teachings, your Rasulullah. What do? We don't find any direction in the Quran, nor any precedence in your teachings. What do we do? So we should advise that he will be allowed and consult the righteous and the understanding of ulama, fuqaha, people that have an understanding of deen, and they themselves are righteous in the ibadah, etc. They are committed to the ibadah, they are righteous within themselves, and they have strong understanding of deen. Consult them and then take a decision, and don't ever take an independent decision. This was the directive that was given to Ali ibn Allah. And how great is this, how effective is this? We don't take independent decisions, rather we consult with these classes of people. Then this also says that you consult with these people and let them decide, rather than you deciding after you have consulted with them, and let this class of people decide, this is the meaning of Shura, this is the meaning of mutual consultation.